Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Now, Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. He's also the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And if you want more information, it is ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, you can follow the newsletter, which is at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom. He is at Tom Lydon, or better yet, just follow both. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares Mortgage REIT Capped ETF, ticker symbol REM, like the band.
There we go. Ticker symbol REM, but we're talking REITs. The iShares Mortgage REIT Capped ETF. Now, we've had a number of guests on who have said they're very nervous about REIT investing. So I need to know why REITs, why now? But you're also, for my audience, going to have to explain that whole capped thing, because we aren't talking about baseball caps here.
That's right. So from the start, Chuck, this is not for your average, calm, conservative investor. And just to put things in perspective, this ETF has gained almost 12% so far for the first quarter of 2013, with an average yield of 11.5% compared to the S&P, up 10% and a yield of 2%.
Wow.
So this is for those that are excited about real estate coming back, excited about yield in a low-yield environment, but there obviously is risk. So to explain what this is, I mean, mortgage REITs don't necessarily invest in buildings or malls, but what they do is they invest in mortgage-backed securities, commercial and residential. So it's basically a debt play. And the idea here is you're investing in debt at a higher yield in an environment where debt accessibility through Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae is more accessible at a lower rate. So they're leveraging that debt in an environment where real estate really is coming back. I mean, we're seeing all the numbers, not just residential, but commercial. And as long as that trend continues, we're in great shape. But we all know what happened through the financial crisis. And who knows if that can come back again. Obviously, it can. But in a case where an investor is having more money out of the market and is looking for yield and where treasuries are paying next to nothing, here's a way to take even a tenth of your fixed income allocation and almost double your current yield based on what these recapped ETFs are providing right now.
Well, and let's be clear here. When you're talking about taking a tenth of your fixed income allocation and doubling your current yield, what you're saying is if you take one-tenth of your fixed income allocation and put it over to our ETF of the week, again, the iShares Mortgage REIT Capped ETF, REM, your entire fixed income portfolio's yield is going to double because this yield is so much greater than what you're seeing in other spectrums.
Yeah, especially if you're in money market funds or treasuries, right? Now, again, I think there are a lot of people today that maybe have corporates and they have high yields, and they're doing that in a way where they're A, diversifying, and they're getting better yields in an environment where there's more appetite for debt, especially corporate debt, that works. But I think most of us are always looking for diversified offerings for debt to be able to get a better yield. Here's just a way on the real estate side, especially as everybody's seeing all these housing numbers and they're seeing low rates, what a great environment it is in the housing and real estate side. And the fact that you've got Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae really behind a lot of these, which, again, that didn't help them during the real estate decline. But now, as there's even that much less appetite for taking big risk. There are a lot of eyeballs on this, hoping that things won't head south again.
For somebody who's looking at REITs in general, is this one of those cases where, because we've had so many folks saying, hey, you know, I understand the attraction of the REIT space, but I can't get my head around it. I think they're overvalued, et cetera. If you're going to go into the REIT space, particularly right now, do it where you're taking the diversification you get from an ETF or a fund, and then the structure of this one is particularly appealing, or is that not necessarily at play here?
You know, I think you're right. I think so. A couple things. A, with an ETF, you get a diversified offering of these REIT-based companies, right? And also to know, about 10 of them make up 60% of the index behind this ETF. So it's not as diversified as the S&P 500. It's specific to a sector, and these are the biggest REIT-related companies in the country. But they also have a discipline behind them. They're pretty structured in the way they put things together. And having a diversified group as opposed to buying just one individually, you know, will give you a little bit more comfort at night.
And we talked a little bit about one-tenth of your fixed income portfolio. Is there a trigger if that comfort at night, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but if we, in that comfort at night, if it becomes a little bit more uncomfortable, is there something that becomes the trigger that says, ah, I'm not holding this anymore?
Absolutely. So you're right. Having some type of exit strategy is really important, Chuck. And if you look at this, the ticker symbol, REM, and if you look at this chart, you can see that it's currently hitting new highs. Use the 200-day moving average as your exit strategy. So right now it's selling at about 1580. The 200-day average is about 1460. Use that as your sell strategy.
So if it drops below that, you are out. But until then, you might want to consider whether or not you want to be in the ETF of the week. It's the iShares Mortgage REIT Capped ETF, ticker symbol REM. It is the ETF of the week pick from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends and the president of Global Trend Asset Management. For more information, ETFtrends.com, at ETFtrends on Twitter, or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the March the 21st edition of Money Life. It's the big interview up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.